A new school year brings a farm-to-school push from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Patrick Leahy Farm to School program is designed to bring food services at local schools and tribal institutions together with nearby farmer suppliers. Juliana Arnett works within the program.
At USDA, Farm to School is generally understood to include a broad range of projects to bring local foods into the child nutrition programs and teach children where their food comes from. The great thing about this broad definition is that it leaves communities with all sorts of room to really make Farm to School their own. And it often involves many community partners.
Arnett says the mission of the program is to support farm-to-school stakeholders nationwide, including eligible schools, state and local agencies, Indian tribal organizations, farmers, and nonprofits.
The farm-to-school program is about creating healthy kids, strong communities, and thriving agriculture economies. Farm to school is what we call a triple win here. It benefits students, producers, and communities. And by investing in quality ingredients for school meals, building connections between students and their food, and keeping dollars circulating locally, we're helping to shape a future where farm to school can really flourish for generations.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.